So I saw my friend Pat this week, who is a religious science practitioner, and she's a Spartan, which means she does those crazy races where you do all these obstacle courses and they last like 8 hours. She goes to this hardcore training facility that she says is like this big, huge warehouse. And this warehouse, it's really loud and it's really hot and there's really loud music playing and barbells being dropped and all this noise. She says it's not like going to 24-hour fitness. And she has this personal trainer that she works out with. And so she told me recently she was doing this lifting where you lift this weight up and then you pop it up and let, you have to move your hands and you pop it up and it sits on your shoulders. And she was doing reps of 10, and after every set of 10, her personal trainer adds more weight to it, and then she does it again. And after like the third time, she said she just couldn't get it up there. And she tried like 7 times and could not get it up. And every time after she tries and isn't successful, she steps away and kind of breathes and gets recentered and steps back in and tries it again. And after 7 times of not being able to do it, and her personal trainer says, "You can do this. I know that you can do this." My microphone is not staying in place today. And so she says what she did is she stepped back that last time and she asked God to help her. And she stepped back in and she said, she goes to plant her foot and she puts her left foot down and she heard in her ear this click. And she looked around, it's loud in there. Like, what is that clicking? She puts her other foot in place and hears the second click. She bends down and picks it up and she said, it was light as a feather. And that's been like 3 months ago, and she said she kind of forgot about it. And then last week, she was lifting there again. And this time, she's just lifting this really heavy thing, just like this, and standing up, and then putting it back down. And same thing. Every rep of 10, he's adding more weight. She said her hands hurt so bad. She gets to the point, she can't even budge it. It's heavy. She said it won't even lift like this far off the ground. And she tries it 5 times. And it's not going. And again, her trainer's like, you can do this. And again, each time she steps away, gets recentered, comes back, says she steps away and says a little prayer, steps back in and lifts it 5 times where she couldn't even budge it before. And her trainer says to her, can you imagine if you can access that, what else you can access? Think about that. If you can access that, what else in this world can we access? What else is possible? And so, of course, knowing me, I have to say, what do you mean a quick prayer? You step away and do like a quick spiritual mind treatment? Like, what's this asking? She says, what I really do is I like call in the power of the universe and I call in my posse, which is all of her angels, and call in the energy of God. And it's light as a feather. That's amazing. So how does that happen? You know, I have another friend, Olivia, who practices Peruvian shamanism is the spiritual path that she walks. And she sets up an altar when she does her spiritual practice, and she calls in the ancestors and calls in the energy of the birds and the trees and the mountain and the water. And she's healed herself of lupus. No signs of it. Doctors call it remission, but no signs of it. She was so sick in bed, she couldn't even hold the phone to talk on the phone. I really think it doesn't matter if you call in your angels or you call in the infinite power of God or the power of the universe or call in your ancestors or the earth and the trees and whatever it is. If you call in Brahman or Buddha or the goddess or you do a spiritual mind treatment, I don't think that really matters. Because I think what happens in our prayers, in our spiritual mind treatment, what happens in that is we open ourselves up to accept. We become open and we become receptive and accepting of what it is that we're wanting to have in our lives. We open a way for the good of the universe to flow into our lives. We open a way for that infinite power to come in and express within us and through us. We open a way for that untapped potential that already lives within us that is none other than that divine presence, that one life, that one presence, that one power, that one beingness. We open ourselves to that so that it can flow, so that it can flow through us and out, so that it can flow into us. We give it access. And so Joel Goldsmith, who was a Christian Science practitioner, he was a mystic. He had a healing practice where he healed thousands of people who were experiencing lots of different ailments in their lives. He says, one of my earliest revelations that came to me regarding the nature of God was that it was a waste of time to ask God for anything at any time because God isn't withholding. God isn't withholding anything. It's all already available. All the presence, all the power, all the wisdom, all the love, all the intelligence, it's already present and available. It's not about asking, it's about accepting. It's about opening ourselves to that. So in prayer, we avail ourselves to that infinite good. We make a way through us that it can pour out, that it can pour in. In our prayer, we allow the Almighty, all good, all love to have access in us and through us and in and through our lives. We allow it to have its way, to have a way. It's kind of like the woman that lifts the car off of her child that's pinned underneath the car. She doesn't ask, help me. She doesn't say, I wonder if I can do this, or I hope I can do this, or I hope it happens. She just accesses the power that's already inside of her. Without question, without hesitation, lifts it up off of him. The power's already there. Imagine if you can access that, what else you can access? What else is possible? In Matthew 21:22, it says, if you believe, you will receive. You will receive whatever you ask for in prayer. If you believe. So it's all about our belief. It's not necessarily about the asking. It's about our belief. And in our belief, we accept. So the key is belief. And so I have a story to share with you. Share with you out of a daily dose of sanity. He says, I set out with a group of friends on a sailboat excursion to camp on the remote island of Molokai. Just before our ship reached harbor, we were overtaken by an unexpected storm. All we could do for an hour was tread water amid the huge swells. Quite a few of us made trips to the rail, and by the time the squall abated and we reached shore, numerous would-be sailors were green-faced and swore to take the next plane home. Fortunately, the weather improved, and we went on to enjoy a luscious weekend on a white sand beach kissing a clear lagoon. On the day we were ready to leave, several in our group felt anxious about the prospect of hitting bad weather again. Someone suggested we gather for a group prayer for easy passage. So we got together, held hands, and visualized a smooth trip home. I spoke an affirmation that wherever we go, God is, and all is well. By the time we finished praying, the group's apprehension had lifted, and we had a sense of positive expectation. The moment we opened our eyes, a young man in our midst, unfamiliar with the practice of prayer, blurted out, "Yeah, and I hope we don't hit any more storms." Bonk. His statement crashed against the vision we had just created. Afterward, I took the fellow aside and gently explained an important principle. Once you've said a prayer, you must step fully into the consciousness of that which you have prayed for and not backpedal into thoughts and words and actions that underscore the condition you are trying to heal. Words and actions after a prayer must uphold it, not refute it. Prayer is not something you do once and then go back to the state of mind that moved you to pray. Rather, it is a consciousness you establish that moves your life in a new direction and then sustains it. Prayer is not the end of change. It is the beginning. So prayer moves our consciousness to a place of openness and a place of acceptance, and we can't undo that by going back into the negative and talking about and focusing on how bad things are. We allow it to move us so we stay open. And if you find yourself falling back in, you say another prayer, and you say another prayer until you're convinced and until you can stay in that place of openness. Because our belief is the determining factor of what it is that we receive. And so the title of my talk today is Like a Willow, and I'm talking about us having deep roots in spirit and how prayer is that thing that allows us to grow those deep roots in spirit. And like a tree can never be separated from that power that flows up, that life force that flows up through its roots and into its trunk and out its branches and out its leaves. You can't separate the tree from that life force. We cannot be separate from that allness of God the same way. That life force, that presence of the Infinite One is always flowing through us. That one that is boundlessness itself. The one that created the cosmos out of its very own beingness. The one that is coursing through your body all the time. That is the very life within you. You cannot be separate from that. We are rooted in that. We are rooted in that one, and then we reach out into that infinite presence as we reach up and we reach out and we expand and we grow and we reach out into that which is greater than what we have experienced, that which is greater than what we have felt that we are. We reach out into the more, into that infinite one whose center is everywhere and whose circumference is nowhere. I know that every single one of us in this room have things that we want to accomplish and things that we want to feel competent in doing besides just lifting weights. I know that we have things that we want to feel competent in, like maybe a project that you have to do at work or a new venture that you're taking on or even some project that you have going on at your house. I know that we want to have things like the perfect words to say to someone in a difficult situation. We want to know which direction to take when we are at a crossroads in our life. We want to feel confident and clear in that direction. We want to feel confident that we have what it takes to do what is before us. We want to feel confident that we have the smarts, that we have the fortitude, that we have the wisdom, that we have the love, that we have the strength, that we have the clarity. We want to know that we have those things. We want to have faith that we have what it takes to do what it is that we want to do and to know that we are okay in it and that it is okay as we do it. But what often happens when we find ourselves up against a challenge in our lives is instead of stepping into prayer, we get insecure and we get uneasy and we get afraid. And I think it's a twofold reason why we get uneasy and afraid. And I think the first one is because we get so focused on the problem. We get focused entirely on what isn't working and why it isn't working. And then we complain about it. And we tell everybody around us how horrible it is and how bad this thing is that's happening to me, and you're never going to believe this. And then in addition to that, we gossip about whoever it is that's involved in the picture and how they are keeping us from our good and how terrible they are and how awful they are. Do you do that? We get focused on what's wrong and then we worry about it. And so the second one, and then we say things also like, I don't know how to do this. I don't know how I'm ever going to accomplish this. I don't know what to do. This is never going to work out. We're just convince ourselves, but it's what we're doing is we're affirming those things all along. What happens underneath that is we have doubt and fear. Doubt that there's a solution. Doubt in our capabilities. Doubt that we can resolve this. Fear that it's never going to change. But you know what's underneath that? What's underneath that is this belief that we must rely solely on ourselves, on our ego self, on our resources that we have already developed, We forget that we have resources that have not been developed yet. We forget that there's this infinite potential inside of us that's just waiting to come out. We think we have to rely on that limited human ego self and do it all by ourselves. That's why we get focused on what isn't working. We forget that we are sourced and sustained by the infinite itself. We forget that it's God's good pleasure to give us the kingdom, that the nature of God is to express. We forget that in God all things are possible, and that we are living our life in God, and that God is living its life in us. In that presence, all things are possible. We forget that that presence of the infinite is in the midst of our situation, in the midst of the problem, in the midst of every moment, and that that life of God fills you. It's like a balloon. You know, a balloon can't be separate from the air. The air is all around the outside of the balloon. No matter where you take it, no matter what room you put it in, no matter what conversation or relationship you put it in, the air is still all around it, and the same air is inside of it. It can't be separate from the air. You cannot be separate from that infinite one. It is always right where you are. And so prayer and meditation and spiritual mind treatment or affirmative prayer, what happens when we do those is it erases the chalk line that we have created in our thinking that says we're separate. The treatment and the prayer allow us to erase that imaginary chalk line that we've created that says God is separate from me. Soren Kierkegaard, who was a Danish philosopher, theologian, poet, and religious author in the 1800s, says, "The function of prayer is not to influence God, but rather to change the nature of the one who prays." Ernest Holmes says, "Treatment is not for the purpose of making things happen. It is to provide within ourselves an avenue through which they may happen." It opens us up to what is possible. Spiritual mind treatment and prayer open us to the good that is already available. Prayer and spiritual mind treatments take us to a place of expectation. It raises our expectations, so we expect an answer. We expect a solution. We expect a way to open up to make it possible. It allows us to recognize that that is already available, and it puts us into alignment with that desired good because it changes our vibration so that we match up with the vibration of what we want, and like a funnel in a bottle, it can come flowing in. And so I had an incident happen this week where somebody that I don't know super well, but I know him, kind of attacked me via text messages, and was yelling at me via text messages and making me wrong, and I can't believe you would do this, and I thought I knew who you were, and it was really upsetting to me. And it went on for hours because I texted back and apologized. I'm so sorry. Had I known, I would have done this differently, and I wish you would have told me, and this never would have happened. I can resolve this, and whatever. And relentless kept going, and I was really upset. And I saw my best friend Tracy that night and talked, and she kind of helped me talk me through it. This is not yours, Jennifer. It has nothing to do with you. And got up the next morning, and I was still really upset and kind of weepy, and I sat down and did some spiritual practice and read my spiritual readings and meditated and did a prayer. And oh, my gosh, I can't even tell you how much better I felt afterwards. And by the time the afternoon rolled around, I was not feeling very good again. I was feeling upset, and I felt like I just wanted to sit down and cry. And I sat down and did a prayer again, praying that there is a resolution, praying to let go of these feelings, to let go of this stuff that isn't mine. Within 5 minutes, he texted me back and apologized. That is the answer to a prayer. That is not staying in. I'm just going to stay here in this gook and complain about it and talk about it. I'm going to move myself out of it and into the possibility of something else. I have a hairdressing client who this winter had to have fluid removed from her lung, which means they take a hypodermic needle and they suck the fluid out. And she had to have it done one time before, and she said it is excruciatingly painful. So she went in to have this procedure done, and they had her lean over the bed, and she did a prayer, and she said she felt this peace wash over her. And they stuck the needle in and withdrew the fluid, and she didn't even feel it. It's in our openness and in our acceptance and in our expectation of having a solution and an answer. And so I have a question for you, which is, where in your life could you use prayer right now instead of staying focused and being focused on what isn't working? Can you think of something? Where in your life are you having a struggle? Where in your life would you like to have a shift? Is there a place in your life where you are at a point of growth and ready to take that step? Do you have one? And now my second question is, what would you like to feel instead of that? Would you like to feel peaceful, confident, assured, clear? Would you like clarity? Would you like to feel powerful, abundant, healthy, loved? What would you like to feel? And so we're going to do something new that we've never done, which is I'm going to invite the practitioners to come up. Barbara and me and Marianne will be up front, and David and Ray are going to be in the back. And I'm going to invite you each, whoever would like to participate, to come up for a one-minute prayer. And so what you're going to do is you're going to tell the practitioner how you want to feel, and they're going to do a prayer centered on that. And so I invite our practitioners to step forward and to step to the back. And Colleen will help direct people. And so if somebody wants to come up, and when someone's standing, somebody can come and take second place in line. And when there's not a second place, you could take a second place. And I invite you, if you're just sitting and waiting, to please stay in the silence and refrain from talking to each other and just to be immersed in this energy of prayer. And so I invite you to come forward. Come forward for a one-minute prayer. And I would like to just wrap all of this in prayer. And so I invite you to join me, recognizing that there is an opening here like never before, an opening to that inflow of that infinite one, and that it is indeed right here in this room, that one power, that one presence, that one life, that one magnificence and beauty and harmony and order and balance and good. That is the nature of the divine, and that nature and that one is everywhere present. Everywhere we go, in everything we do, that infinite one permeates everything. Not only does it permeate everything, but it expresses itself as everything. And being that it expresses itself as everything, we cannot be separate from it. We cannot be apart from it. We are it in expression. It is here flowing into us and through us and all around us and as the very essence of our beingness. That is the infinite one. That is the presence of God. That is life, the power of this universe. And so what I know is in our prayer requests today that there is an opening and that there is an acceptance. And in that opening comes rushing in the good of this universe. For God pours out a blessing in this moment that is so magnificent we could not possibly contain it. And so we step into the light. We step in as the light, allowing it to flow from within us out into our lives as the exact thing that we desire. The peace and the health and the wholeness and the balance and the perfect jobs and the perfect relationship and the harmonious relationships, everything that we have asked for. That one is right here expressing as that. And so we say yes And we say, thank you, God, for this. And it is with that that I release this prayer into the perfect law of action, knowing that it does not return to me void, but that it is unfolding itself right now. And the reason I can know that is because it is the truth. And so I say yes, and I say amen, and so it is. And so what's going on here? We just have to get ourselves into alignment with it. That's what your prayer's doing. Remember that the infinite does not withhold. To withhold, it would have to withhold from itself. That is an impossibility. Know that its nature is to unfold. Your job is just to know that, and to accept, and to be open. Open to your good and to believe. That's your job. And so blessings to each of you on this path of acceptance and this path of stepping into your greater life and this path of allowing it all to unfold in you and through you. Blessings to all of you.